You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Zando, the online platform that we've known for many, many years in South Africa, has decided to close up a shop, not necessarily Zando directly, but the company that owns Zando, that is the Jumia Group, listed in New York on the stock exchange on that side. I'm joined on the line by the Jumia Group's VP for Communications and a Public Relations, Abdisalem Benzitoni, to take a look at this and try and understand the rationale behind this decision. Abdisalem, thanks so much for taking the time. The business has been operational in South Africa for the last 10 years, and the decision to close up shop at this stage is certainly one that is surprising to many, I'd imagine, but the business has done a thorough analysis around why closing up now is the right time. Can you just shed some light around the thought process and why the decision has been taken?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me first. Yeah, it was a bit sad decision for us, but it came from the board management, actually. I mean, for the management, after a review of all our operations, all the resources, the capital, you know, and we decided to cease operations in South Africa and to focus on the strategic market. This gives us also, you know, it's a way to optimize our resources and focus on market with strong growth potentials. Zando in South Africa is very specific market for us because even the name is different from Jumia. And fashion, it's also very unique because it's only in Zando. In Jumia, we have fashion, but we have all the category from e-commerce. And we decided, if you check the context of fashions across the world, the trend is, there is a crisis around fashion in the world. Like all the fashion companies are a bit suffering about this trend. And for us, it was really like, you know, today, like if I give you some data to understand the business of Zando in Jumia for 2023 and even for the 6 months of 2024, Zando accounted for only 3.5% of all the total orders and 4.5% of the GMV. So it's a very small for us. It's very small at Jumia as a group. So for us, we want really to focus on the growth market, a promising market like Nigeria, Kenya, Ivory Coast, Morocco, where we can see a lot of potential and a lot of growth.
Abdisalem, the Zando site currently has a sale on saying that everything is going to be cleared out and whatever stock is on hand, I imagine, would then be sold off, hopefully, in an effort to just exit the business or exit the region. What happens in that event? What happens to those that purchase products? Is there going to be continued support? Is there going to be some form of after-sales service that will continue from the Jumia business within the markets that you've chosen to exit?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we're not going to close doors today, tomorrow. I mean, we're going to cease operation by end of the year. So it means we're doing clearance right now. So we have great offers. Until end of the year, we're going to operate. So the operations will be on the 31st of December, the latest. But yeah, there is all the orders will be down. You can also, use Zando until end of December. We have clearance now, so great deals as well. And of course, for the team, we're going to work. You know, we're going to relocate some people because we have central operations. So we want really to do it well. And also, you know, it's not easy to leave a country. We can do it now because we have raised money recently. So that's why we are more in comfortable situations to do it and to focus on our markets. You know, you have to take the tough decision right now when you have the money, you have everything, and you have really to focus how can you grow. We are a private company. We want also to accelerate our path to profitability. And we want really to focus on how on the countries where we can grow very quickly and scale up. That's why we're investing in those countries. In Nigeria, we opened new warehouses. In Ivory Coast and Egypt, we're going to open new warehouses. So it's just like refocusing on strategic markets.
Certainly sad news indeed, but a business must do what is necessary to continue moving forward. We'll leave it at that. Abdisalem, thanks so much for the insights. That's Abdisalem Benzitoni, who is the VP for Communications and Public Relations at the Jumia Group, on Zando's decision to exit South Africa and the Tunisian market. I'm now joined on the line by Mudiwa Gavaza, economist at Business Day, to share his thoughts and reflections around this latest announcement. Good evening, Mudiwa. Always lovely to speak to you. The Zando team, the Jumia family, has basically said that Zando in South Africa is a negligible portion of their business. It only adds about 3.5% to their overall operation. Your thoughts on this?
I guess at some point you have to think about rationalizing. So, yeah. Good evening, Jimmy. It's a tough one, and I was listening to what the gentleman had to say. I guess it makes business sense for them. And if you are accounting for such a small piece of the business, then I guess you have to go, you know, where the returns are. It's I think it's also reflective of the size of the African market when it comes to e-commerce, because if you think about it, South Africa has one of the most developed sets of infrastructure when it comes to e-commerce. Let's talk logistics, let's talk payments, let's talk competition. So probably I would also, you know, pause some of it towards, you know, the size of the pie that Zando likely had in the market. I think we've also seen what's happened with the likes of, you know, Superbalist, the entry of the two Chinese players, Temu Shein, does a lot, you know, to reduce the attractiveness of the space. So I do think it does make sense. It's a bit sad. Strategically, if I was a business that had deep enough pools of capital, I would have kept that running, because South Africa is such a developed economy, and strategically I think it makes sense to have a presence in South Africa. But if you are under pressure for the returns, like what the Zando team has indicated, and you know you're raising these rounds of funding, and people capital isn't as patient as it's been in the past, so it would make sense from that point of view.
I was actually going to get into the e-commerce side of it, Madiwa, to say that we're seeing the likes of Amazon come here. We've seen Shein and Temu, as you've alluded to, both operating and setting up in South Africa. South Africa is no stranger to the online kind of space, Takealot and all of that. And Zando is a name that's been around for 10 years. Surely you would think it would have some brand recognition within the South African market. Did they just lose the plot somewhere and just slip from the minds of South African consumers, and now it's difficult to get back?
I think I would proffer two things. The first one, an extension of what I was saying earlier on about the size of that e-commerce pie that we're talking about, especially when it comes to retail type of businesses. You're looking at 4 or 5% of the total pie. It's a big piece of business. I think the data that we have from the likes of Worldwide Works say you're looking at a 70 or so billion rand market currently. And that's a big number, but how sustainable is it to have a number of different players? Because the one thing that is quite evident is the fact that there's a lot of competition, you know, in the space. So 70 billion, it's great, but your 70 billion is likely going to lean more towards some of the bigger players. You've got time in the market, you've got a recognizable brand, but your ability to withstand you know, those shocks from those shocks when you have increased competition are tough. And if you see your biggest e-commerce player like a Takealot selling off a Superbalist because the competitive environment has become that untenable, that also shows you how tough it is to operate in the market. I think, and then the second piece I would just throw in there is, we likely need to do a little bit more to push up the rate of e-commerce adoption, especially on the retail side. I think when we get to about 10 or 15% of total retail, that will be the type of market where we can have so many multiple players. Otherwise, you continue to play this Can I call it a race to the bottom? Because if she and Entain have done, and Timo have done anything, it's to drive a lot of prices down. And we're seeing that pushback right now from the local retailers to say, hey, guys, we're finding this very hard to compete with. If you have as big, big institutions such as a Takealot, but even your traditional players like a TFG, etc., complaining about what's going on with these guys, imagine. Being a smaller player that's only relying on that small slice of what's happening in e-commerce. So I think we need to find ways to grow the market, and then I think that will help us to have this diversity of players. What I'm afraid of is that we might see one or two more closures and then see a little bit more concentration being in the hands of a few players. That would not be good for the market.
The race to zero versus the race against survival. That's quite an interesting prospect there. I think it certainly does lend itself to affecting the consumer, as we are the ones that ultimately determine whether or not we want to go for the quick, cheaper alternatives or the brands that we've known and loved. I think we'll leave it at that, Modiwa. Thanks for the time and for the insights. Modiwa Gavaza, economist at Business Day, joining me to reflect on the decision made by Zando and its parent company to exit South Africa as well as exit Tunisia.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.